This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Counterfeiting of currency, DVDs, pharmaceuticals, or designer clothes is a form of piracy that's easy to understand, as is enforcement of anti-piracy laws and agreements. But a proposed new international pact called the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, ACTA for short, is threatening to do far more than its name suggests.
ACTA is a trade agreement that has about 37 parties. They're negotiating a new agreement for global intellectual property enforcement standards. The agreement, however, is not going to be limited to physical goods. It also covers copyright issues, for instance, the regulation of the Internet in particular.
Gwen Hinds is the International Policy Director for the Electronic Frontier Foundation in San Francisco, and cautions that the agreement could have a negative effect on the rights and civil liberties of the citizens covered by the pact. But it's hard to know exactly what those effects will be, she says, because the entire process of negotiating ACTA has been carried out in deep secrecy.
Even though negotiations were announced in October 2007 and began in 2008, no official documents have been released publicly. So what we know about the agreement has actually come from leaked information that has made its way to various places on the Internet.
Those leaked papers and other public documents reveal a push to ratchet up the protections on copyrights and intellectual property on the Internet, combined with a heavy punitive element, a three-strikes policy that Hinds says could require Internet service providers to drop anyone even accused of three violations of the new protections.
ISPs would automatically disconnect a user on a rights holder's repeat allegation before there's been any determination at all about whether copyright infringement took place or not. So obviously that's quite controversial.
The new rules, said to be modeled on the United States' highly restrictive and unpopular Digital Millennium Copyright Act, would also curtail, if not eliminate, what's known as fair use, the ability to quote or use a small portion of a copyrighted work without being charged royalties. It's a practice that teachers and researchers have used extensively for decades.
In the United States, there has been very, very, very clear evidence since 1998 that the Digital Millennium Copyright Act has actually overridden fair use in the digital environment. And yet this is being put into an international trade agreement and will become the new global norms. I think it does directly threaten the ability for educators to provide access to material and for students to engage in educational activity.
There's one more big concern about the ACTA process. Because it's being negotiated by the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, Hinds notes that the final pact is not subject to congressional review or ratification.
This agreement would not go through the same type of congressional process that a treaty would. But this agreement will obviously operate as a treaty in terms of its ability to shape international standards. The fact that it's being negotiated as a sole executive agreement is becoming increasingly a matter that people are turning their minds to, because it does look like the United States Congress will be locked out of the process of having any type of oversight over the terms of the actual agreement.
Meanwhile, the negotiators, who just wrapped up their latest session in Mexico last week, are hoping to have the complete trade agreement finalized before the end of this year. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.